Tav Kuf Dalet Sif Aleph. We're talking about the malacha of teichin, crushing. The grain is definitely also to crush, and Yom Tif, everybody agrees, because something you don't generally crush immediately prior to use. But in Sif Aleph, we see Dachas at Tavla Kedalkum, spices you're allowed to crush in the regular fashion. The loser, freshness, you won't do them immediately before use. You have to make a shinui when you're crushing salt. Salt you could crush beforehand. So therefore you have to tilt the mortar, or don't use a mortar at all, and just crush on a plate. You have to make a shinui. Because here, you could have really crushed it before Yontif. You know, we said spices you can crush. Even so, you should not use the classic milling instruments, because that looks like open dechoim. It's the same thing with coffee. You should not use a coffee grinder for the same reason. You can crush it with a mortar and pestle like you do other tavlina. Moses says that we make a shinui when we crush the tavlin. Why? Because they hold that it's only permitted to do it in the case you weren't aware that you needed to do it on Yom Tov. But if you knew you needed to do it on Yom Tov, then you should have done it before Yom Tov, even though it won't be as fresh. The Mishabur says, though, that's only by spices like peppers that it's not as fresh, but still it's sharp if you do it the day before. But garlic and onions and the like, then everybody agrees that if you crush it before Yontif, you lose its whole sharpness. So even though you knew you're going to have to do it on Yontif, you're allowed to do it on Yontif without the shinui.